From inside a closet somewhere in the heart of Snyder, this is Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, and joining me via Zoom from her home somewhere in the heart of Allentown is Buffalo Spree editor Elizabeth Licata. Hi.
Nice to have this virtual interview, Mark. I'm glad we, you know, have the technology to do it.
Certainly. You know, when we last talked at the WBFO studios on February 28th, that night I was looking forward to a concert by a Bruce Springsteen tribute band at the Riviera Theater. We had dinner with friends and then the concert, little knowing that would be our last night out. Could you even conceive what we're going through a little more than 1 month ago?
I can't. I haven't. I think my last day at work was March 16th, and I've been working from home ever since. I'm still a full-time employee, I'm glad to say.
So you're not going to the office at all?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
But you're able to do everything you need to do to get the magazine
everything.
Out?
Everything. We have had some, we're sort of, you know what, I like the phrase that Governor Cuomo used. We're sort of on pause. Our April issue went out. I don't know if you've gotten yours yet.
I haven't gotten the print edition, but I did read the digital edition.
Right. And it, well, when you do get it, you'll also get a new publication called Spree Eats. And it's a little restaurant guide. It's smaller and you can carry it around with you. It's a really comprehensive dining guide that we put together. It's really beautiful. But there won't be a spree until later in the summer. You know, we're focusing on social media. We're doing our e-newsletters and the website we're updating. And you can also read the entire, as you have, the April issue is digitally available to everybody. You don't have to be a subscriber. So anyone can go to our website, click there and read the entire April issue.
The April issue does include an article from contributor Jim Heaney of Investigative Post.
Oh, yes.
He talked about the acquisition of the Buffalo News by the Lee Group of newspapers. Now, he wrote about the possibility of layoffs at the News, and last week they came to fruition largely because of COVID-19.
Yeah, we don't know how many. I just saw the item that there had been some layoffs. Is what I saw. But yeah, it's terrible because this is a time when you need news more than ever. Fortunately, as I mentioned in my letter from the editor, a lot of papers nationwide have dropped their paywalls for COVID-19 information, which I think is good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you live in Allentown, which normally is bustling with patrons, restaurants and bars and galleries. Paint us a picture of what life is like.
Well, you see occasional cars go by, but it's nothing. Like if you go out and walk during a weekday, you would expect to see a lot of traffic and a lot of people walk from the medical campus walking up and down Allen Street, and you're just not seeing that. A lot of our restaurants are doing a brisk takeout business though. So we do have a lot of restaurants and people are, you know, they're all open for takeout.
Yeah. And what has life been like for you? I mean, are you spending most of your day doing what you do at the office, or do you have some downtime as well?
I'm really focusing on the digital, like the social media stuff, and it actually keeps me pretty busy. I'm kind of shocked at how busy I am. And, you know, I'm still a full-time worker, and that's what I do. I report to my office, which is the kitchen, you know, because I like got a nice high counter there. And set up my laptop and I start working pretty much the usual time. And and a lot of people like me, what I'm looking forward to is when it gets warm enough and I can do more work in the garden. That's going to be a relief.
Yeah.
And I've started a weekly gardening column that's running online at Spree's website.
What's so scary about this is that we don't know when it's going to end. We can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm sort of concerned about some restaurants and cultural groups, which are challenged in good times. You know, are they going to be able to come back when this is all over?
Well, we don't know. There is relief. I mean, a lot of this stimulus and these relief packages that have been passed by the federal government contain funds for small businesses, as you know, and for nonprofits, I believe. But yeah, we don't know. And I mean, they you know, you see these curves, but are they real?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that really good scientists are working to create the curves, but there's still a lot of uncertainty.
Well, let's go to the April issue and spend the rest of our time talking about your special report on filmmaking in Buffalo. And listeners to this press pass are familiar with Pat Felbal and Tim Clark of the Film Commission. They talk every month. But basically, film producers are finding Buffalo to be an ideal setting, especially because of our historic architecture.
Yes, and we also talk about a lot of films that you don't hear as much about. You know, everybody knows about A Quiet Place 2 and, you know, the big productions that come here, but there's all these other smaller productions that are happening all the time. One interesting part of that feature was Nancy Parisi had all these on-set, you know, location photos that she's hired to do, and I had not heard of most of the films that she's been working on. So that was interesting too. But yeah, I mean, we have the architecture, we have the tax credits, and we have the really hard work of Tim Clark and Rich Wall. I mean, they go to all these conferences, they are bringing these films here. And then we have people who live here making films too.
Yeah. It seems hard to believe, but 40 years ago, one of the first films I can remember about Buffalo, Hide in Plain Sight.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Film here. And we thought it was so neat to see all the Buffalo features on the big screen.
And I remember, because at the time I was going out with someone who wanted to go into film, and he was a media study major at UB. And so he was actually assistant director on Vamping. Remember that? Frederick Keller production. And then he was a production assistant on The Natural.
Yeah. So the 80s were big because he also had Best Friends.
That's right. Yeah. I don't remember as much about that one, but those I remember having, you know, going out with someone who worked on both of them. So that was interesting.
And there's an article as part of your coverage about my organization, Buffalo Toronto Public Media. Many of the filmmakers, they use our fourth floor as a base of operations.
I didn't know about that at all. And I should have, I mean, I go, well, maybe one day I'll go back there. Who knows? And we'll do it there. I didn't know that. I'd never heard of Buffalo Film Works, which is another big soundstage and production facility. And so there's just a ton of stuff that's going on here that we just do not see and don't know about.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was working on a Sunday morning and we were warned they're going to be filming in our building some sort of Christmas movie. There was a Christmas tree set up at the end of the hall, and I came out to see what was going on during a break, and I could see the actors delivering their lines during their dialogue, and they were filming. And I don't know, I've got to find out what the name of it is so I can watch next Christmas.
Well, if you lived in Allentown, you would be seeing films happening all the time. They were filming some sort of a mafia type movie, a crime related movie, in the old Dana Tulu antique place. I don't know if you remember where that is. It's at Franklin in Virginia. And we just, Mariner Street was closed down once. And it's we see it all because we're right, you know, where a lot of that historic architecture that you mentioned is. So it's one of the fun things about living in the city now, is seeing these films happening quite regularly.
So check out the April issue for more on filmmaking in Buffalo. I wish you all the best, Elizabeth.
I wish you the best too. It's a tough time. How are you holding up, Mark?
Good. I mean, I tell people I've been retired 10 years now. So my days are like they used to be in the past, with the exception being, you know, they were released 1 or 2 days a week. We do something, you know, go out shopping, or I had to go into work to fill in for someone. So we're really homebodies now like you. But for the most part, I wake up in the morning, have my coffee and breakfast. And then I, instead of going to the Y, I've been going out for a daily walk. And now that the weather is getting a little better, I've taken 3 bike rides so far.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I've actually been very busy, but so I'm looking forward to finally getting out and, you know, getting out and doing some bird watching or something like that, or seeing something other than my neighborhood safely.
Yeah.
You know, one of the parks, maybe a less known one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the best advice, take it day by day. Each new day, we're closer to the end of this.
And I hope so, Mark.
we'll gather together in mid-May to talk again.
Yes. Hopefully, maybe I'll even see you then.
Yeah. Thanks. Elizabeth Licata, editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.